I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats have now played 12 games this season and have won only four, giving them a less than stellar 4-8 record, raising fears that a postseason tournament bid may already be out of reach. Well, tonight it's a trip to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. And here with the scouting report is Keith Elkins with the UK Sports Network. He's also the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Happy Wednesday to you, Keith.
Thank you, Alan. How are you?
Well, I'd be better if I were clad in blue and the Cats were 8-4 and not 4-8.
Right, right. I think a lot of people feel that way around the Commonwealth right now.
Well, let's talk about this this latest setback at Auburn. Very winnable game. Both teams in the first half were just awful, and but Kentucky was just that much worse.
Yeah, they really had an opportunity to take charge of the game very early, and then went to halftime with a 25-21 lead. No one expected that because Auburn had been over 90 in its last two games, and certainly Kentucky expected to be scoring more than that. But 25-21 was the score. They were ahead, but it was just a 4-point lead after Auburn had just been so terrible through most of that first half. Kentucky was too, but Auburn particularly bad in its first half shooting. They were 8 out of 33, and so when you don't go to halftime with a good lead on a team that just shot 8 out of 33, you know you could be in for a rough time in the second half. And it turns out that's what happened. Cats made 18 turnovers, only had 7 assists for the game, and they lost it 66-59.
All right. This has always been an offensively challenged team. I think that's fair, and no one is going to argue that point. But the defense really broke down big time in the second half against Auburn.
It did, and that's kind of a disappointment because as even in normal times, you say if you've got a good shooting team and they're having an off day, defense will keep you in the ball game. But you know, you've got to play defense the entire time, a 40-minute game, even if the shots aren't falling for you. And, of course, they haven't been falling for this team for much of the year. So they've got to play good defense. And it turned out they had enough breakdowns there in the second half, and Auburn picked it up and ended up winning the ball game by a score that nobody expected.
All right, so now it's on to Georgia tonight to take on the Bulldogs, Tom Crean's crew. What do we know about them?
Well, they're a team with some good athletes. They got off to a bad start on the SEC season, started out 0-4, but they, like Auburn, have picked up a new player, KD Johnson. He has just had his eligibility cleared, and he's played two games for Georgia. 21 points in the first one, 14 in the second one. And so he's been an outstanding three-point shooter as well. He was 4-for-5 from three in the game against Ole Miss. So he has changed the outlook for Georgia. And Georgia also has an outstanding point guard in Sevier Wheeler. He's a very quick guy, just 5'10", but he can get to the basket or he can dish to his teammates on the wing. And so that makes him a very effective weapon and one that Kentucky has had some trouble with other opponents. So that obstacle is out there for the Cats again. Again, one thing that Georgia has done is shoot the ball pretty well. They're second in the SEC in field goal percentage at 47%, and they do make the shots when they get a good look at it. So it's a potentially good team that is deceptively near the bottom in terms of their one-loss record.
In the press conference from Tuesday, Kentucky coach John Calipari was lamenting the fact that, I mean, he's got players. He's got a lineup that can do better on the offensive side, but then he would have to pull that lineup and put a different set of five when it came to guarding on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, obviously he's talking about tweaking and really it comes down to what he can live with on the defensive end. Because, again, the offensive challenges have been numerous for this team throughout the season.
Well, they are, and Mark Stoops would say, well, hey, I get to do that all the time. We have a defensive platoon and an offensive platoon. But unfortunately, in basketball, the whistle doesn't blow, and guys have to play at both ends of the court. And this team's offensive woes continue. They're at under 30% on their three-point shooting. They're just under 42% on their field goal shooting for the year. They are last in the Southeastern Conference in team field goal percentage. So they just have not been able to work it out as far as the shooting is concerned, either from long range or on the two-point tries as well. So it varies, it seems, from game to game. You don't know who's going to deliver for you offensively. They're still just answering a lot of questions, as Cal referred to, at this time of the year. And usually things are beginning to settle in. You might have good games or less than good games, but you at least know what players' roles are at this time of the year. And that still seems to be a bit unsettled in part of this year that has been a very unsettled year.
And speaking of that, Coach Cal has faced an awful lot of outside criticism about his use or non-use of one Dante Allen.
He has. Dante Allen is an outstanding shooter. He did not play very much at all through much of the first part of the season, then got in, played some extended minutes against Mississippi State, and had a spectacular game with 23 points, and certainly was the difference in Kentucky winning in double overtime. And he has continued to shoot the ball well. He has some issues on defense I know that Cal has had some problems with, but on the other hand, when the offensive woes get to this extent, if you've got a guy that can put some points on the board, you would think he's got to see the floor. So if Dante continues to work at it and becomes a little better defender, he will be a very valuable player, and already is on this team. Right now, the numbers show him at 17 of 36 on three-point tries, and so you take his numbers away, and those three-point numbers for Kentucky look really, really bad. So he's an important weapon, and they just need him to step up a little more on defense and contribute at both ends of the floor. But I would say even if he's not able to do that right away, you've got to have a guy on the floor that can deliver the offense that he can.
Okay, so at what point can we aver that the season is on the line? Is it this game? Because then after this, it's LSU at Rupp Arena, and then a tough contest with Texas. You got still two with Tennessee. It's looking pretty grim.
Well, and you got Alabama on the road between the LSU and Texas games, too. So it's we know how tough they are, and there are some tough opponents ahead, and it's hard to see this team being able to win a good number of those games the way that they're playing right now. We've seen a light in the Florida game where they played very well from start to finish, but that's the only game all year really that they've done that. So, the season, it's coming to the point where it is on the line, and I'm afraid we're getting to a point, too, where winning the SEC tournament may be the only ticket to the NCAA, and of course no one knows what's going to happen with conference tournaments this year because the NCAA has to have its men's basketball tournament this year, and if canceling conference tournaments is the best way to get to the main tournament, then they probably would do that. But, of course, that's speculation at this point. But it looks like Kentucky is going to be in need of success in the SEC tournament, just the way the schedule shapes up and the way the season has progressed so far.
Well, we'll have to see how that all plays out. The next game is tonight. Georgia Bulldogs in Athens. Our guest today on the Scouting Report has been Keith Elkins with the UK Sports Network. He's also the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast, and you can hear an extended version of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great evening, Keith.
All right. Thanks, Alan. You too.